Thanks for listening to the Campus Collective podcast. As always, we pray that this resource is a helpful supplement for you as a follower of Jesus and as an active member in your local church. We love God's design for His church, and we believe that this resource could never substitute the incredible things that come from active involvement with a community of believers. Campus Collective is a ministry of Huntington Community Church. To learn more, visit our website at huntingtoncommunitychurch.com.
Hello and welcome back to our podcast series, 95 Meditations Through Colossians with Campus Collective. I'm your host, Andrew Callahan. It's Friday. Happy Friday to all of our listeners out there. And if you're listening to this after the fact, happy day. Today is a day for you. And I'm excited you're listening to the podcast with us today. And I hope you find this edifying. I'm
here with Izzy. Lord's day, and let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. There's some scripture to get us started today. Izzy, what do you have to share with us from the book of Colossians?
Alrighty, we are on truth number 80, which says, in a gist, that we must be continually watchful in regard to prayer, seeing that we persevere, and that if we cease watchfulness, we will lull ourselves into a coma of sorts, like, you know, the apostles in the Garden of Gethsemane. And failing to be watchful in the act of prayer leads to vulnerability in all manners of spiritual decay, which is so true when I look at my life. And we extract this truth from verse 2 of chapter 4 in Colossians, which says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. And it's as simple as that. I really think watchful is such a great word in regards to prayer, because we can't really be watchful for ourselves insofar as spirituality goes. I mean, we can have little cues and things that we know are going wrong in our life that we can lead back to spiritual decay in our heart. But we are so stupid and so prideful, and we need the Lord to be watchful for us. We need the Holy Spirit to be surrounding us, and we need to be in touch with the Spirit so that we can know what manners of decay are taking place in our heart and how to guard against them. And prayer is how we do that. Prayer is how we commune with the Lord. And I think kind of a great way to sort of look at this is, you know, in a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a parent-child relationship or a marriage or whatever type of relationship it may be, communication is how you know how to be healthy with one another, how to keep your relationship healthy and happy, and how to guard against those things that can tank a relationship. And so if you're not communicating with God, how are you going to be watchful for those things that can distract you from your relationship with Him? You can't. You have to be in communication with Him.
Absolutely. And I think that this, you related it at the beginning to Christ with His apostles in the Garden of Gethsemane, which I think is a very perfect and fitting analogy for such a command that we ought to be watchful in prayer with thanksgiving. Jesus told them, watch and pray that you may not fall into temptation. And I think the same goes for us. I think that we see that when we are not watchful in prayer, which I think we can expand upon, is how do you take watchfulness? What to you does it mean to be watchful in prayer?
I think especially, you know, when you're meditating on the Word of God, and as James tells us, the Word is supposed to be a mirror for us to look in and see, are we reflecting what's in the Word? Are we following God's commands? And so if we're meditating on the Word and we're praying through it to God, we are going to see the ways in which we don't match up to the Word and what we need to guard against spiritually. As Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane kept telling the disciples to wake up and pray, they did not see the enemy coming to arrest Jesus and take Him away. They did not see what was coming because they were falling asleep. They were not being watchful in prayer. They were being lazy, and they were letting their minds and hearts fall to the wayside. And so I think that watchfulness, in a sense, obviously we're not like watching around us physically when we pray. I mean, we might be for whatever reason, especially if you're in a, you know, precarious situation. But being watchful is being on guard and knowing your mind and heart for those things that are distracting you from Christ, for the things that your heart is attracted to and tempted by, and also by what the enemy tries to place in our paths to take us away from the Lord. And so, you know, the devil never snatches us up himself. We follow the temptations to him. We are the ones who make those little compromises and choices that lead us away to the Lord. So if we're not being watchful for those things in our path, those little sticks and stones that trip us up in our walk with Christ, then we won't know that they're there.
Yeah, I think that's a very fitting way to understand watchfulness as it pertains to prayer in the context of Colossians here. And kind of returning to my earlier thought there, we can see how failure to be watchful in prayer subjects us to vulnerability. Like as you've just said, that we, if we're not watchful in prayer, as you've described it, we are more subject to temptation. Mm-hmm. We are more likely to fall prey to the lies and the temptations of the flesh that we may experience because we are not in humility dependent upon the Lord in prayer. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another point to be had there, is that the act of prayerfulness necessitates humility, that in order to be watchful in prayer, we need to be humble, because to pray is to acknowledge our dependence upon the provision of God the Father and of course the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And so to not pray, and this is something I'm so guilty of, everyone I speak with in accountability contexts, we struggle to be watchful in prayer, but I think that this is revealing of foremost pride and a lack of humility, that we do not sense our own vulnerability, and therefore we do not come to the Lord with petition of provision.
Yeah, I think just something we have to remember is that it is so much easier to be unfaithful to someone we don't have an active relationship with. You know, in a marriage, if you have a healthy relationship where you're communicating and you're being open and honest and loving toward one another, and you are submitting to each other out of reverence for Christ, you're not going to just go out and commit adultery one day. Like, you're not just going to go randomly do that. It happens because of small little compromises you make along the way and an unwillingness to communicate and an unwillingness to be vulnerable. It's a lot easier to be unfaithful to somebody who you are not communicating with and who you do not have an active relationship with that you are pursuing on a day-to-day basis. If you're not pursuing the Lord on a day-to-day basis, you're not communicating with Him daily, as you should with any relationship, of course you're going to be unfaithful to Him, because you don't have that closeness with Him you need. We are so sinful and just wicked in our hearts. Our very nature is to be unfaithful to the Lord. And so we have to remember that prayer is what connects us to the Lord most directly. And also, I just wanted to touch on this, but, you know, the end of the verse says, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. It could just end at being watchful in it, but the thanksgiving part is so necessary. I don't think the Lord calls us to just constant positivity and optimism, but we are called to hope in Christ, and we cannot hope in Christ unless we have thanksgiving. And if we are not having thanksgiving in our prayer life, if we are not thanking the Lord for His mercy, His grace, His everything that He gives, everything He does and everything He is, we are not going to see why we should and need to worship Him. Just in the sense of, if you are not communicating with your spouse or your friend, it's going to be a lot harder for you to see the worth of that relationship. And so we have to thank the Lord for who He is. We have to remind ourselves with thanksgiving of how wonderful the Lord is, because we are so forgetful and unfaithful.
Absolutely. Izzy, I appreciate you being on the podcast this week. Everyone, little slow snaps for Izzy out there for being on the podcast once again. I hope you'll join us next week. I would like to, as usual, close with a little admonition, but I won't really expand upon what Paul has put so simply here in Colossians. So let's let our admonition be, as it says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. It's clear as can be, folks. Let's be obedient in love to our Lord Christ. Thanks for tuning in.